The original plan for carving up the old ammunition plant allotted about 1,900 acres to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, 3,800 for the Department of Natural Resources, and 1,500 for the tribe. The tribe plans to use the land to raise a bison herd. But tribal attorney Ken Artis says last month the federal government cut the tribe's land portion to just 420 acres.
The roadblock to resolution was the decision on the part of the General Services Administration to diminish by more than two-thirds the amount of land we requested for buffalo.
Artis says the tribe's federal status should give it priority over the state Department of Natural Resources, and negotiations with the DNR are underway now. But he says so far the only land the tribe has been offered is too polluted with chemical waste created by the former weapons plant. Citizens groups that have helped craft a land use plan for the area are frustrated by the logjam in the process. Amanda Fuller is the coordinator of the Sauk Prairie Conservation Alliance.
I hope we just can get back on track, implement what we already have for a plan, not make a new plan, but just work on implementing the plan that we have.
The process of decommissioning the Badger plant has been going on for more than 5 years. Fuller says once the land division dispute is resolved, it will take even longer to dismantle the 2,000 buildings there and begin to restore the land.
The Army won't turn over anything that's contaminated above the legal levels, but it's not going to be the most pristine land in the state of Wisconsin. It's going to be a long time before we actually have the prairie. It's going to be a long time before we have the conservation value fully, you know, recovered.
The Ho-Chunk tribe will host the next public meeting to discuss progress on the Badger Army land plan in early April. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.